The Life of Mary Southern, the human genetic story of a woman who, in a restless, changing world, seeks peace, contentment, and security for herself and for her children. And now, the life of Mary Southern. Mary, who met Fran and Tommy Garfield purely by chance, has come to feel a strong bond of affection between herself and the orphan children. A bond almost like that of an older sister. A bond that has made her feel she must smooth the difficult road the two children are traveling. Concerned over Fran's apparent fear of Steve Conrad, over the girl's obvious reluctance to tell of her association with him, Mary is determined to find out why, for the first time since their meeting, Fran has withheld something from her. Leaving the restaurant at the close of work this evening, Mary has walked through the dimly lighted streets near the waterfront to the building where the Garfields live. She has climbed the wooden stairs to their small two-room flat and has been admitted by Miss Watkins. She sees that the nurse is dressed, ready to leave.
All through for the day, Miss Watkins?
Yes, Miss Southern. Fran's so much better, I'm going home this evening.
And she ain't coming back after tomorrow, Miss Southern.
Oh, really?
We decided this afternoon.
She's going to take me out tomorrow afternoon. And then after supper, we're going to say goodbye. Dear, I hate to see you go, Miss Watkins.
Oh, I'm sorry, too, dear. But you're so much better, you really don't need me anymore.
Yeah, I don't feel like I've ever been sick, hardly.
Well, I'll be running along now. Goodbye, Miss Southern.
Goodbye, and thanks so much for everything. You've helped Fran a great deal.
Oh, she's been a fine patient. Good night, dear.
Good night. And you watch out crossing the street.
Don't you worry, I will.
Well, Fran, it's certainly good to hear you're coming along so beautifully. You won't overdo after Miss Watkins leaves, will you?
I sure won't. I want to get well quick. I'm taking no chances.
That's the right spirit. Have you everything you want, Fran, and everything you need?
Sure have.
Had many callers to keep you company?
No, not so many. Guy from the factory came in the other day to see how I was. Nice guy. He wanted to know when I was coming back to work. And he said to take plenty of time getting well. Tommy's been home to keep me company quite a bit. He's up the pool hall tonight.
Oh, the pool hall again?
For sure, but it's okay. You see, it ain't much fun for him sitting around when I'm sick. There's nothing for him to do. I like to see him get out with the gang once in a while.
Oh, well, that's a fine attitude for you to take, Fran, but I'm sure Tommy doesn't mind staying home one bit. Has anybody else been in to see you? Hasn't Steve Conrad been in?
Steve? Yeah, he's been in a couple of times. I forgot.
Did you want to see him when he came?
Sure.
Or did you just talk to him because he wanted to?
Well, I don't know. We just talked.
Fran, you and I haven't known each other very long, but I've come to think a great deal of you and Tommy. I look forward to coming here and seeing you, talking to you. I've come to feel you're my friends, but you're among the best friends I have in Craig's Falls.
Well, gee, criminy, we feel like that about you too, Miss Southern. I don't know how we'd get along without you. Nobody's ever done as much for us as you have.
Oh, but that's what friends are for, Fran. To help you when you need help, to stand by your side when the going's a little tough. If people can't do that much, then they're not really very good friends, are they?
Well, it's a swell way to be, all right.
And I've always thought there's a good deal more to friendship, too. When things go wrong with me, when I'm upset or blue or discouraged, or when I don't know how to get out of something I've gotten myself into, I like to feel I can turn to a friend and tell my friend about it and count on her help. I know my friends will keep my confidence. I know they'll help me if they possibly can.
Yeah, sure.
I felt that way about you, Fran. I felt, well, if I were in trouble and came to you, you'd help me.
You feel like that about me?
Of course I do. You want me to, don't you?
Oh, sure. Gee, but I don't know how I could ever help you, Miss Southern.
If I wanted to talk something over with you, get your ideas, your suggestions, you'd be glad that I came to you, wouldn't you?
Well, you know I would.
Well, that's what I thought, Fran. And I did hope you'd feel the same way about coming to me if you had any trouble.
Well, yeah, I do.
I've wanted you to feel that you could trust me, that I'd keep any secrets you told me, that I'd lend you a helping hand if I possibly could. I'm sorry you hadn't thought you could turn to me, Frank.
But I do.
No, you don't.
Well, honestly...
You haven't confided in me. You've withheld the truth about certain things. You've tried to make me believe other things that you knew were untrue.
But, Miss Sutter,
I know you saw you in Frank. You know it so, and so do I. I don't know how much Steve Conrad's meant to you or what he means to you now. But I do know you're afraid of him. And for some reason, you're keeping it to yourself. Now, you can't deny that, can you?
I don't know why you're saying these things.
Do you think you're the only girl that's ever tried to hide the truth about some of the things she's done, Fanny?
Well, I...
You're not. Believe me, you're not. I know some of the things you're thinking of. And I have a pretty good idea of the way you feel.
Well, I don't know how you could.
Why couldn't I? I was your age once, and it wasn't so very long ago, either. Well, I've made mistakes, too, plenty of them. I've done things I've been ashamed of, things I regret even now. But it never did me any good to try to keep them to myself. Never made me any more ashamed by telling someone about them. Don't you feel you can tell me? Don't you want to tell me?
Sure. Sure, but there ain't nothing to tell.
Fran, why did you turn Steve down when he asked you to marry him?
You want to know something, Miss Sutter? Steve never asked me to marry him. That was a lot of hot air. He told Tommy he'd ask me, but he never did. I wouldn't have married him even if he had. I wouldn't have married him in a million years.
But why would he tell Tommy he'd asked you?
Oh, just because.
But weren't you in love with him at one time?
In love with Steve? Gee, I don't know, Miss Sutter. You see, I was just a kid when I first met him. I was only 15. He was older than me and big and kind of good-looking, I thought. I guess I was pretty nuts about him. But I never felt like I feel about... Well, I mean, it was just sort of one of them things. We were just good friends and we went around with each other all the time.
And you've been going together ever since?
Well, sort of. Steve ain't got much on the ball. I got sick of having him around a long time ago.
And you told him so?
Yeah, but he just kind of laughed and kept coming around. There wasn't nothing much I could do.
I see.
And then, and just before I got sick, we had a big argument. A real big one. It didn't do any good. Steve can be awful stubborn. And he can be mean, too. I never knew that before, but he can be awful mean.
Is that why you're afraid of him?
Listen, Miss Sullivan, I don't know why you keep saying I'm afraid of him.
I'm sorry, dear, but I got the impression that you didn't want to see him, that he intruded here against your wishes, that his being here upset you.
Oh, no. No, you got it all wrong. You don't make me afraid. I can handle him with my left hand.
Well? Well, I guess I'm just worried about nothing at all.
Yeah. Honest, he's all right.
And you think perhaps someday you might marry him?
Uh-uh. No, I would never marry him.
Why?
Because... Well, because I wouldn't, that's why. He ain't nobody, Miss Seven. He's just a punk. He ain't got any ambition. He don't think of the... Well, you know, the things you think of. Books and knowing nice people. All that stuff. He don't understand it at all.
It doesn't sound to me as though you enjoyed his company very much, Fran.
I don't.
Then why do you let him keep coming to see you? Why do you keep going out with him?
Because... Well, because...
Go on, Fran. Because why?
Oh, nothing. I wasn't going to say nothing. You better see where that is.
Very well, Fran.
Oh. Hello.
Hello.
Say, I know who you are.
You do?
Yeah, you're a waitress down at Barker's Restaurant, ain't you?
Yes, I am. Come in, won't you? I think I know who you are, too. You're Steve Conrad, aren't you?
Hmm. So, Franz told you about me, right?
Yes. Yes, she told me a great deal about you, Mr. Conrad. I'm very glad you've come. You and I have some things to talk over, and there's no reason why we can't talk them over now, is there?
Mary, it seems, has sized up the situation, has formed her own conclusions about the friendship of Fran Garfield and Steve Conrad. What will come of her talks with Steve Conrad? Where will her friendship for Fran Garfield, her desire to help the girl, lead her? Tomorrow, Mary talks with Steve Conrad and, quite unwittingly, rouses him to anger against the very person she's trying to protect.